Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a pop-up beyond second. Ward can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Krause moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Metzler scores. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lutsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ekrod scores. Lutsk moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jameson bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Lutsk moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nays moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jacobs. Burns moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burns scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ekrod strikes out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Summa reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 8-5, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Lutz catches it and throws to first to double up Metzler. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.